When I give a smile, I give my face a rest. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. When I smile, I give my face a rest. How about that? What is this, a smile that comes across our face? Put a smile on your face right now. And what happens to you when you put a smile on your face? Well, your cheeks go out and so forth. When I smile, I give my face a rest. Seems like I'm putting my face more to work when I give a smile. But I guess this is the idea that if you will do your calisthenics, if you will walk for a mile every day or however long it takes you, and when you're done with the walk, you come home, you're rested, but then, whether you like it or not, you're filled with energy for the rest of the day. Because you have exercised your body, you have made your body feel alive, you made your body feel wonderful, and you are ready for doing whatever you want to do. You don't feel tired, you don't feel listless, you don't feel overworked. Exercise makes you feel wonderful. Now, perhaps when I smile, I'm exercising my face. And think about it.
When you smile naturally, yes, but if you smile like this, it's forced and it's tensed. But if you smile, if you smile normally and naturally and gently, it's relaxing.
Well, now, Ellen tells me if I smile naturally and normally, it is very relaxing. Okay. Now, she hasn't given me an example. Now, give me an example, Ellen, of a normal, natural smile.
Oh, you bring me a flower.
That's a smile.
And I smile because I love flowers, and I say, thank you, and I give you a smile.
Now, what's this? When you throw your cheeks out and you throw your smile on your face, what is that about?
Forced.
It's a forced smile, that's true. You know, I was watching the Lassie shows, some of the earlier Lassie shows, and they have this one lady who's the mother. And she's a very city-type person. She wears high heels around the farm and stuff like that, and she's always got a very proper dress on and a proper skirt on and a proper hat on. She loves to dress up, and she loves to show up. And when they have the show, the characters, they show the grandfather, and he looks nice and normal. They show the mother, and she has that forced smile, you know, where the cheeks are pushed back and her teeth are showing, but there's no sparkle in her eyes, you know. And then the kid, he's just all full of happiness, and the dog, he's just content. He's an actor. He's the highest paid actor of the show, you can be sure, because he is the chief person on the show. Lassie, that's the name of the show. But I was amused that the little boy, who was quite charming and quite capable, was given second listing. First the mother was given first listing, then the boy, and then the grandfather. Now the grandfather, I quite imagine, doesn't care. The boy also doesn't care, but the mother cared. You're not going to list me after the boy, you know. I'm the number one here, you know. I'm the whole show without me, you know. And with that attitude, it's terrible. Now, what kind of smile did she have on her face when she was given shown her cameo on the show? She had that forced smile, and every time they should really have tried different smiles on her, or gotten her in different spontaneous poses where she all of a sudden had a lovely smile. If they would show her a baby, perhaps, you know, or if they would show her a new dress, show her a new pair of shoes. Show her some new blouse or something, you know, something feminine or something that was just for her. Oh, she'd have a lovely smile on her face, I can quite imagine. But when you show her that she is the mother of this boy on the show, she had to force the smile. And forcing the smile was a very unpleasant thing to look at. Fortunately, she ends her part in the show in the next one that we see. and then a new mother will take over, or a new person, you know. And that's good. And they were always worried because it's such a delightful show, and everybody likes it so much, notwithstanding the mother, she just is there, that it became one of the best shows on TV. And the Lassie Show has gone for years as being a top-drawing show. Now, a show about a dog, how about that? Now, I think if they would take this dog that we saw in this little video that came through, he's taking the sandwich off the kitchen counter and then taking the Pepsi off the kitchen counter and enjoying it, and then putting the cat up there, which, of course, was just the final act of imagination. But does a smile really relax our face? Does a smile, when I smile, I give my face a rest? Does it really give our face a rest?
It relaxes my heart.
It relaxes your heart. Well, my goodness sakes. I would think if a smile relaxed your heart, you would be smiling all the time. Well, you do. Okay. But mean it. Mean it. Yeah. Because sometimes when we feel sorry for ourselves and we're smiling just to show that we are relaxed, and you know, we're not touched by it. We're not touched by it. And then the old unhappiness comes through so terribly strong that it's hard to miss it. But we want to be real careful. Now, if ever you have any tensions in your life, go and cuddle your dog or your cat or your husband or your wife or your children or your friends. Just go cuddle somebody and watch how all the tension goes away. Don't tell them what the problem is. Don't tell them why you're tense and why you're upset, but just go and hug them and snuggle them, and you'll see all the tension goes away. That's why they say having an honest to goodness, gentle, beautiful smile gives your face a rest. Now, have you ever felt sorry about anything, and then you just took the dog or the cat, whatever is nearest to you, and you snuggled it? I know Ingeborg goes out to see Blackie, who lives out in the Shangri-La, in the barn of the Shangri-La. And she goes out there, and Blackie comes to her, and Blackie says, "Well, Ingeborg, you want to snuggle today, or you want a hug? You want something special? Yeah, I got everything. You know, I'm tanked up, ready to pour all of my joy into your life." And Ingeborg says, "Yes, I'm ready." And so they sit down and they have a talk. And Ingeborg says, "Blackie, they don't understand me in this world. I give them my best, but they don't understand me. They think that I should do this, that, and the other thing." And so Blackie speaks to Ingeborg, and Blackie says, "Ingeborg, you do what you know is right and be happy. Nothing else matters. But they won't like me if I don't do what I'm told to do." "Ingeborg, they will like you just as much as you think they like you now when you don't do what you're told, as if you did what you were told and you think that they like you. It's the same amount, because they don't like or dislike you at all. They may dislike some of the things you're doing, but not you, because they can't dislike you because you're their creation. And if they dislike you, then they're going to dislike themselves." And Ingeborg says, "Blackie, are you the all? Are you God? You're so brilliant. You're so wonderful. These are thoughts that we're learning. You're so wonderful, Blackie." And Blackie says, "Yeah, I even surprise myself sometimes. But I like me." And Blackie rolls on her back into the dust and then gets up and shakes, and all the dust flies everywhere, and her angora fur is perfectly coiffured. She is just a gorgeous, beautiful cat, right? What's so good about Blackie, Ingeborg? Ingeborg throws her arms out and says, "I don't know what's so good about Blackie. I have no idea what's so good about Blackie." Ingeborg, if anybody ever asks you, "What's so good about your shirt? What's so good about Blackie? What's so good about anybody?" you say, "Well, they're in my world. They're the best. They're my creation. They're fantastic." That's all you have to say. You don't have to have a lot of details, because details might be hard to come by, you know? So always just speak your heart from your generic sense without getting too particular, too specific. The more specific you get, the more you can be torn down. You know that. And we don't ever want to be torn down. So, we say here, when I smile, I give my face a rest. So how about it? Let's each one set a goal for ourselves that we will smile 23.9 tenths hours every day. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.